I think I've got the best job this morning. I'm sitting here in the glorious sunshine and chatting to one of the true blue Aussie drovers I'm catching up with, Eugene Costin, who lives out at Burnett Downs on the Barkly Tableland. He tells me he's 84 and a half, and he's got a very interesting story. Good morning, Eugene.
Good morning.
Now, you're still on Northern Territory time, and we nearly missed you.
Well, I used to change it, but the only reason, once you cross the grid out here, you lose half an hour. So what's the good of change? Well, I've got to look and subtract. It's 8:25 Territory time, which means that it's 5 to 9 Queensland time.
You figured it out. Very good.
Oh, I'm not that young. Although I left school at 12-year-old, I had a good education, state school education.
You were just a whippersnapper when you left home, Eugene. Tell us about some of the...
I was 15 when I left home.
15 when you left home. Tell us about some of the driving days. Where did you go?
Well, I first came out working for a driver, went out to what they call Alexander. I took a mob of bullocks into Moncara, belonged to the same company, 1,250 bullocks. That was eight weeks' trip. Then we come back again, what we call delivered, and delivered and picked up a mob of Avon bullocks, fat bullocks, going into the Jarrah, the trucking centre, which is the world's largest trucking centre. And then in 1946, there's an old bloke took me under his wing and reared me, and we picked up a mob of Rockhampton Down bullocks out in the Barkly Tableland, joining Burnett Downs, and we walked them into north of Bourke and New South Wales. That took us 6 months to get there. That was about, 12 and 1,400 mile horseback all the way. And then we give the horses a bit of a week's blow and had to slowly walk them all the way back because their leg were in poor. And that took us about 4.5 months to get back to Camel Wheel. We got back here in February 1947. Then I left that drover. I was only working for wages and eventually had my own driving plan, thanks to this old bloke who read me up, and took him over Avon Down bullocks, and that was a short trip. We called it a short trip, not exactly a short trip, and went right down on the Corla Vale on down near Tambo. That was 17 weeks. That was a good trip, but you still had to walk your horses all the way back to Camel Wheel. Then I broke into drove, and I used to, some blokes would have a connection. What's a connection? They take cattle from everywhere in them days. You know, they'll guarantee a mop in this particular station, but some of it was a freelance drove, and they had to look around for work. But luckily, I've got this connection with the Anthony's Lagoon, so I used to take 1,500 Anthony's Lagoon bullocks. Their brand was COT. That was a nice little trip. I used to walk down to Windora. That was 17 and a half weeks. But the stupid thing I used to do when I realised it, I paid all of me men off, dumped them off, and I'd walk those horses all the way back on my own, 700 miles. I used to walk them back on my own. And there was practically no civilisation, no such things as tourists.
You're a long way from home, Eugene.
That was a stupid thing to do on my own.
Eugene, you had a fair bit of fun working as a drover. You were telling me a bit of a story about what you and your mates used to get up to down at the pub. Give us a story about the drovers back in the old days.
Sometimes before we started droving, after we finished there, and of course in them days it was good rum. It was at what we call Dalgetty's, a white label of 66 overproof. In them days you could buy a bottle of rum for 30 bob or £1.10. And somebody would challenge you into a bullfight. So we'd get down to I don't know if you people have seen two bulls, actual bull animals, how they perform out in the flat. Well, we get like that. We snort and roar. And
this is in the middle of a pub?
Out in the flat. Out in the bitumen on the gravel. You've got to be in the gravel to throw the dust up. Of course, there was championships. You could have the privilege to be the champion bullfighter in Camel.
Oh, of course, that was a much sought-after title.
Oh, yeah, but unofficially, we didn't get a ribbon. And then you pour the ground up and snort, and next been like actual bulls, they'd charge head-on. And we used to charge head-on if you survived. And then you get under, the idea was to get under the ribs, and if you got him moving back, you pushed him back like an old bull, and you're the champion. But then, yeah, get your wind back, and some other bastards will take you on again. I done that last night for stupidity.
Did you have a go last night?
I did.
All of 84 and a half years old. Any injuries?
No, but I'm not too good. I'm on blood pressure tablets, but I'm not staggering.
No wonder.
My mates grabbed me on the spur of the moment. No alcohol, no alcohol.
Eugene, let's head back to the Stockroots. And you were only 17 when one of your mates died out on the Stockroots. What happened there?
Well, we were camped. This driver gave us a job, and we were camped across the creek there. And we were good swimmers in our days. We lived near a creek in the suburb of Brisbane we come from, a place called Sandgate. And so we went across the creek. It was in flood. And I beat him. We were going to have a racing. And I beat him, looked around. I seen down the creek a little bit because the creek was going. I thought, presumably, he just got washed away over the current. And he put his hands up like that, you know. And I waved back and I turned around. When I looked around, he's gone. And I realised he was drowned, you know. And at the time, the war was on, a lot of people down on the wall, down there, women that not, we were naked, so I wasn't worried about being naked, so I was worried about my mate. They found him the next day, and there was no records of his death, and he's up here in the little Camel Cemetery near the Drovers Camp, an old pioneer cemetery with Mount Isa's council should be disgraceful in the state of disrepair it is.
How did you deal with that as a 17-year-old, away from home?
It affected me mentally, but I had never forgotten him. I've never forgotten him. He's still in my memory.
What's it like coming here to Camerwheel this weekend for the reunion?
Good. Everybody knows me. I don't know the names, but I know faces, but everybody knows me. And they say, to my age of life, I'm still doing good.
You've still got that twinkle in your eye. You share some other stories?
Only when I'm near a beautiful woman like you. They used to call me Casanova.
What happened?
They said I was the only bloke in Camerwheel to walk around with a half a sugar bag of engagement rings putting on girls' fingers just to have the opportunity to sleep with them.
No. You never married, Eugene?
I've been a bachelor all my life. I love them all and marry none.
You're still working now, or have you retired?
I just retired. My manager of the day retired me 6 months ago.
So what do you get up to these days?
Oh, boring life, nothing to do. It's terrible, nothing to do. After you've been working all your life, nothing to do. It's boring. Don't travel far now. Mount Isa as far as I go. And I've done a fair bit of travel. I looked after myself, looked after my money, so I'm not short of a quid. I'm pretty well off now. And I've been overseas 12 times. Don't mention, have you ever been to Paris? I just come back from Paris.
And the bus. What did you think of it?
Dirty, filthy, bloody place. I'll go with that. But somebody spiked me bloody drinks when I woke up, got no money.
Where did you end up?
Well, when I woke up in my room, on the floor, no money. And I walked downstairs to see the, I call them Taliban, they're run by Algerians. I stopped there in Paris in 1972.
You much prefer coming out here to Camerwheel, do you?
Well, of course I only care. But I managed to get back to London anyhow and got some money sent over. And I was going around the world for 7 weeks. Anyhow,
Eugene, we've got to go to the news. It was lovely chatting with you, and enjoy the weekend.